T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now I'm watching the game, and it was actually the sixth inning where they scored all 5 of the runs, but it's 2-0, and I'm like, yeah, I can already see how this is going to work out. But they got the big hit. They got the runs. They get the win. They're currently 5.5 games out from the Atlanta Braves, and as long as they're within reach of the Braves coming up here with the 7 of their last 11 games against the Braves, I guess they have a shot, right? Yeah, I don't necessarily feel like but it is.
No, they do have a shot. They do. And here's the thing. They won't let us, like, let the season go. So, like, they won't allow it for it to be over with.
And neither will the Braves allow it to be over with.
That's what I'm saying. So, we're still in this thing, man. So, we're still hanging in there. And so is L.A. Yeah, just hanging in there, man.
The great L.A. joins us every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And he'll be breaking down football in a couple weeks with us, right? What's up, L.A.?
How you doing, guys?
Well, L.A., I was just saying to John, as you might have heard, that I'm like, the Phillies, they won't allow us to turn the page on the season, man. 5.5 games out with still, what, 7 games to play against Atlanta head-to-head. It's not over with yet.
No, it's not. I think I was reading something today. I think they said if Atlanta goes 4-7, we'd have to go 10-2.
That's doable.
It is doable. We haven't seen that kind of stretch yet, but it doesn't mean it's not in there. It doesn't mean it can't happen. So, I mean, until it's over, it's not over.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that's what Gabe's looking at. I think that's what the players are looking at. That it's so hard to go back and think about, especially in this last 6 weeks, some of the gut-wrenching losses.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of those, few of those that go the other way, it makes it a lot more doable than it is now. But again, it's still the chip in a chair, I guess, as Cap says. It's still a possibility. So until that possibility is gone, you keep going out there striving to make it happen.
Hey, L.A., you look at the Phillies' record this year, and there's still 15 games over 500 at home. If you're taking away positives from the season, is a different team at home than on the road. What is it? What do you think it is? Is it just kind of circumstance, or is it just a coincidence, or is this team just play better at home? Are they better suited to play at home?
I don't know. I guess they're better suited to play. I mean, most teams are better suited at home. And when you have as good a home record as we have, you don't expect to see the road record as bad as it is.
Right.
That's what's baffling. And I don't know what, you know, there's,
I guess
really
the question
no
would be, I guess the question would be, what happens when they go on the road as opposed to what they do at home?
Yeah.
Right. Probably the better question.
I know what I did on the road, but I don't know what they're doing.
That's the first thing that popped in my head. I'm like, well, they are on the road as opposed to being at home.
Yeah, what do you think? Hotel, city.
Well, you got to let boys be boys.
Yeah, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's kind of like, you know, why do other teams beat up on the Mets in Miami, although the Mets are playing much better this second half, but why are other teams beating up on them and we're not able to do that, but yet, you know, we can split with Boston. We play the upper echelon teams, I think, better.
Yeah.
And that's to me one of the biggest, I guess, disappointments of not being able to consistently put poor teams away when you have the chance. But again, you know, you look back and you go, well, compared to last year, they should score more runs than they did last year, figuring going to Colorado. I think they're about 25 or 30 runs fewer than last year than they finished with last year. So I guess I kind of expected a little more offensively this year, I think. And the pitching, I think pitching's been pretty good. The young kids they have to get more consistency. You know, that's a big thing. And, I mean, there's positives and negatives all the way around. I mean, the defense was not good this year, and, you know, I think that's one thing they have to really shore up going into next year. than just getting more consistency from really from everybody.
It's funny that you said that, LA, because I over the weekend, right, I'm thinking about this team. I'm like, we all know what has stared us in the face as far as something that ails this team, which has been the hitting. It's gotten better since they made some of those moves to bring some of those veterans in, but the hitting and lack of runs has certainly been something that's been sort of obvious to us. But we tend, I believe sometimes, to not put as much emphasis or significance on the play, the defensive play, the runs that we've given up, the innings that you have allowed to extend,
right,
as a big reason as to why they are where they are. And I'm just wondering, LA, personnel-wise, coming back next year, like, is this, do you stress the defensive fundamentals more, or do you bring in players who are just known for being better defensive players? In other words, can you teach these young guys that are going to be back here next year to be better defenders, or do you need to go out and get guys who really have more of a defensive sort of game to them?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, part of it depends on what direction they need. They want to lean on more. Do they want to lean on more offense? Do they want to lean on more defense?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, getting a better offensive player doesn't mean you're getting a better defensive player. And so it's, I think it's a combination of all of it. To say to go out and get one or two guys, you know, so-and-so, and say they're going to be better. I think one of the big things for me, honestly, is Hoskins in left field is just, it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be an area where we're giving up a lot. And this is not against Hoskins' defense. It's just for the simple lack of speed.
Yeah.
Getting the balls, you know, with the shift. And, you know, if he's not shifted in a correct spot, if he's maybe a couple steps too far one way or the other, that's a ball that maybe he would get to. I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of chances in left field that with better speed out there, I think that helps the defense a lot.
Yeah.
But if you go with Santana at first, then you pretty much have to have Hoskins in left. And
unless you're going to play him at third base, which Gabe has done quite a bit here over the last few weeks. What is your assessment of I remember Ike and I were on the air, and we're like, hold on, they're playing him at third base. How's he handled it so far?
He's looked good. I mean, he's made all the plays. He hasn't had a ton of chances down there, but for a while he's been down there, he's been fine. I don't know if it's like, do you want to go with a weaker position at third if you do that, or a weaker position in left? It's a toss-up. And I think that's part of the thing I think they have to figure out in the offseason. Obviously they will, or do the best they can to figure out what is going to make this team better. Is it going to be moving guys around, or is it – I just still – I think there's a lot of questions still up in the air, even after this year, of what direction they want to go or what direction they're looking to go. I have no idea.
I agree with you.
I think there's no question that they will do their due diligence and try and figure out the best way going forward. I don't think there's any question about that, but what direction they feel that needs to be, I'm just not sure.
And LA, by the way, if you look pretty much at every position, left field, Hoskins, center field, Odubel, right field, Nick Williams, first base, Santana or Hoskins, second base, Hernandez or Kingery, shortstop, Kingery or JP, third base, Franco, Santana, whoever else you put in there. There's no you're not certain about anything at any position on this team.
No.
Right now.
That's I think one of the, I guess if it's a problem, that's what it is. It's like, what direction do you want to go? You know, I don't have any answers, to be honest. And
none of us do.
I would say, LA, I would imagine you're a former player, and I'm one in a different sport, but I would have to imagine these players have that same sort of feeling, right? You come to the ballpark, and you're like, okay, I'm playing where today? Like, it's hard to get comfortable or relax at a certain position when you don't know if that's where you're going to be at the majority of the time when you are playing. So, and being young players, I would imagine that was a difficult for them to adjust to as the year went on.
I think I agree with you 100%. But part of Gabe's philosophy is you know, having the versatility, right, having guys being able to play numerous positions. But you also have to have the right people to be able to do that.
Right.
I don't think everybody can do that. And I honestly, and I think most players will tell you that they would prefer to know where they're playing, where they're hitting in the bullpen, what innings you're generally going to be responsible for, although, you know, it can vary, it can change a little bit. But having more defined roles, it's just an opinion. You know, Gabe feels that, you know, everybody, if we start them young enough, everybody can do it. Uh-huh. And I'm of the opinion that it's easier if they have a set position, you know, to where they're going to be the majority of the time. And the versatility is great, but again, I don't know that everybody is capable of being that versatile and that good at each position.
Yeah, I see two young players at shortstop and second base that need to be playing shortstop and second base next year in J.P. Crawford and Scott Kingery. When I see J.P., I don't see a third baseman. He can handle it fine, but he doesn't have the bat to be a third baseman. I need to see him develop at shortstop, and I need to see Scott Kingery at second base. Enough of the shortstop experiment. So if I have a wish list for the offseason, yeah, we want this free agent, we want that free agent. I want the young players at shortstop and second to develop next year. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like they're having to develop at the big league level right now. I think it was really tough on Kingery, and I'm not going to sit here. I mean, he was our best hitter in spring training. There was no question about it. What happened from that point to this point, I don't know. I don't know if the change of positions affected him. I think he would admit that maybe early on it did, but I don't think it is now. But I do think he's a better second baseman. I think he's done a very good job at short once he's gotten comfortable and used to the shifts and, you know, playing in different areas. I think he's done a good job. Offensively is where I'm just real surprised that he's somewhat struggled like he has. That's what's kind of baffling. But I agree with you that I was hoping this year that there would be answers or questions answered, more questions answered. And I think there's still some question marks out there as to which direction you go forward with it. But I agree. I'd like to see the young kids, see them have a chance. But if they go out and sign a Machado, then that's going to...
That changes things, yeah.
It changes things, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I would love to be able to sit here and look in a crystal ball and say, this is what they're going to do, and this is going to work, and this will happen. I mean, they're certainly going in the right direction. I don't think there's any question about that.
Agreed with that.
But which direction they go from here through the offseason, I think anybody's guess is as good as anybody else's.
There he is. The great Larry Anderson joins us. Yep. How many more Wednesdays do we have here, L.A.? A couple more Wednesdays before you're off the hook.
Yeah.
Well, we do postseason stuff, too, though, L.A.
I'll be around.
All right.
Hopefully we'll be in the playoffs.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Yes, That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Phillies and Mets tonight on WIP. It's an early game, 6:05. We'll listen for you then, L.A. Thank you, as always.
Appreciate it, brother.
Guys. Yep. You got it.
All right. This is the great L.A. There it is.
Nice. They're not dead yet.
Yeah. I did the cannonball. What about the new drop? Ben, I've been waiting for you to play the new drop. Right. That's clean and everything, too. 888-729.
What are you going to do when baseball season is over? Are we still using Gabe drops? What are you going to do? You're going to be without them for a while.
No, we'll have to set them up.
Right.
So I'll have to make sure that you bring up Gabe at least once a week so he can play it. Right.
Well, the good thing is that
my favorite.
We will still have the baseball free agency.
Yeah, it could be good. Yeah. All right, coming back, we got your phone calls. We know a lot of people are hanging. We'll get to you on the other side. 888-729-9494. Jalen Mills makes some comments.
All right, back to the team that matters.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Ike.
Sorry about that, Cindy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.